we're talking about Hurricane Katrina here, the fifth anniversary. Can you take us back to the day when you found out that Austin would be hosting Katrina survivors? You know, what was the plan? How did that all come together?
You know, I can remember the minute Mayor Will Wynn and I were holding a fundraiser for the Katrina relief effort that the Red Cross was putting on. And we got a call, and the mayor had to get back to the city hall immediately. And by the time I caught up with him, he told me that we were going to have 10,000 folks landing in Austin that night, and we had to prepare for it.
Take us back and remind us what happened over the course of those days and the weeks after those refugees arrived here.
You know, the first 4 days were unbelievable. Once we'd received that phone call at about 8:10 in the morning, they eventually identified the convention center as the one and only place where we could really let folks stay for a long period of time where they would be comfortable and live a normal life as best they could. Another challenge would be we have plenty of bathrooms and space at the convention center, but we didn't have shower facilities. And these were folks that were coming to Austin still wet. They were coming right out of the water. I remember folks that had what looked like a water line across their chest, you know, where what above it was a different shade of material from the clothes that were below it.
You're headed to New Orleans this weekend for a commemoration of the five-year anniversary of Katrina. Why was it important for you personally to be there?
You know, I've had this lingering emotional effect from those first 30 days, and especially those first 4 days. You know, folks would slowly go home or find family, and eventually the convention center became smaller and smaller numbers of people, and then it just closed. And I never really felt like I had closure for myself.